This is KUT. Tropical Storm Harvey has brought the mighty Texas oil refining industry, at least temporarily, to its knees. And as KUT's Mose Bushell reports, Texas drivers are just starting to feel it.
I'm standing at a gas station in North Austin, looking at the pump, and on the pump is a sign that you don't often see at a gas station. It says, no gas.
So this is my second station. Chevron down the street also has no gas.
Dave Kennedy was one of a bunch of people who pulled in while I was there. Like everyone else, he blamed Hurricane Harvey.
I'm trying to fill up now so I don't have a problem later in the week.
Yeah, you anticipate there'll be higher prices even a few days down the road?
I think there'll be shortages down the road. So I'm really worried about that.
So why are we seeing gasoline shortages in the aftermath of the hurricane? Well, to understand that, we're going to take a little trip to the other side of town. Okay, now I'm in East Austin, and I'm standing across the street from what is known in the business as a rack. This is like a big gas station for gas stations. This is where your gas stations get their gasoline. Tanker trucks come in and out, they fill up, and then they supply the gas stations, and then you go to the gas station and you fill up your car. Now, how does this place, how does the rack get its gasoline? It gets it from a pipeline that runs underground all the way from here in East Austin all the way to refineries in Corpus Christi on the Texas Gulf Coast. And of course, we all know what just happened there.
So let's straighten out some of these numbers.
Andy Lipow is president of Lipow Oil Associates, a consulting firm in Houston. He says Hurricane Harvey forced about 15% of U.S. refineries to shut down.
When we saw the five refineries in the Corpus Christi area shut down, that's going to impact supplies into the Corpus, Austin, Waco, and Dallas markets.
And shutdowns in Houston will impact southeastern states. So how long will shortages be a problem? He says in Corpus, it will be at least a couple weeks before refineries get back to normal. But really, it all depends on the weather.
That's exactly right.
While shortages last, you can expect higher prices and more of those no gas signs. But Lipow says people shouldn't panic. And back at that gas station in North Austin, Dave Kennedy had this to say.
Well, I think if this is our only problem in Austin, we're doing really well versus the people in Houston.
With that, he drove off to find another place to fill up his truck. Mose Bushell, KUT News.